Welcome to Alabama AgCast, a weekly conversation about news and issues affecting Alabama farmers and forest landowners. Alabama AgCast is produced by the Alabama Farmers Federation.
Hello and welcome to this week's Alabama AgCast. I'm your host, Mike Moody. We've traveled down to the Embassy Suites in Montgomery, Alabama, to visit with some young folks who are taking advantage of the Ag Expedition to learn about agriculture, to tour farms, and to learn aspects of the ag world that they may not know. So we've got three fine young representatives of the Ag Expedition with us today. Kate Nelson from Enterprise. Kate, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And also Aubrey Grace from Pike Road. How are you doing, Aubrey?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Wonderful. And finally, not a local boy, but a wonderful young man, Nick Allen from Philadelphia, PA. Nick, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
All right. If you need to help with the translation of my accent or anything, just let me know. We can have subtitles added later.
Sounds good.
Well, let's just start with just getting to know you guys a little bit. Let's just start with you, Kate. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am currently a senior at Auburn University. I'm in the College of Agriculture. I'm studying horticulture and nursery and greenhouse. I'm a worker for the Master Gardeners, and I help out with the rooftop garden at the new culinary center.
Okay. So what would you like to do with that degree? What's the hope that you want to take with you?
My big dream is to later in life open a botanical garden. I'd love to have event venues on site, just kind of encapsulating horticulture and hospitality.
Aubrey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So actually transferred in Auburn as a junior. I started off at Alabama State. I was playing football over there. I'm focused on an ag comm degree. And ultimately would like to work for Alpha, whether it be the Federation or insurance side of things.
Okay. All right. Well, Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I came a long way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm a freshman at Auburn studying agricultural communications, minoring in photography. And yeah, I'm in the photography club, hoping to join some more things to be more involved at Auburn in the near future. But as of right now, just in the photography club.
Well, great. Great. Well, that's that sounds like you're all going in different directions, which is wonderful. So you came to the Ag Expedition. Nick, let's start with you. What are some things that you learned that you weren't familiar with or that you just kind of said, wow, this is kind of cool?
One of the things that really stood out to me was the scale that these farmers are operating on. As a person from the city, I'm so used to seeing, like, you know, small neighborhood farms, things that are just not even close to the scale that they are out in Alabama. And it just kind of puts you in perspective of where the other state or how the other states in our country operate and how, you know, each economy has its own cuts and balances and certain things are worth more in certain states. They were talking a lot about how the butcher or beef market and like cattle market is doing really well down here, and that's allowing them to benefit in a lot of different ways.
There's a lot you can be exposed to, so I'm glad you were able to take advantage of some of that. Aubrey, what are some things that you learned?
I've had two major takeaways. The first being at Gavillo Farms, the just sheer mass, the amount of hay they produce is crazy. We were pulling up to a hay barn and they had four truck trailers next to the pole barn, and he just made a comment about how they're not pretty to look at sitting there, and then how they have 70 in total, so 66 more truck trailers they can fill. That number just kind of blew my mind. And then today, the dairy operation is pretty much the only farm I haven't stepped on, as far as been on a cattle farm, been on a hay farm, you know, catfish farm, all those types of things. I've never seen a dairy operation before, so it was really cool to see. How
yeah,
that works.
Blue Ribbon Dairy. That's where y'all went today.
Yeah,
that's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Yeah, that's a great place. Kate, what are some things that you just that you said, wow, that's cool?
I think the biggest takeaway for me was Gavillo Farms definitely was very eye-opening. To meet a true genius in the trade was incredible. And then also Tate Farms, just that agritourism side, that was just really mind-blowing to see how they could bring a community together. But the biggest takeaway for me, honestly, was just coming to realize how much of a gap there is between agriculture and the common person. I felt like like growing up in an ag community, I kind of had an understanding of what being a farmer was, and knowing that, and I know maybe some people further up north, maybe just not around a farm as much, didn't know as much, but I didn't realize that even myself, I wasn't as connected. I didn't know the sacrifices that farmers made. And then also just the scale, seeing the scale on successful farms versus farms that are becoming new. I didn't realize the scale in that as well. Mm-hmm. So that was incredible.
Sticking with you for a little bit, you're a senior, which is rather unusual for a senior to take advantage of the Ag Expedition. It, a lot of times the majority of the attendees are freshmen and sophomore. So you had a firm foundation of the direction of where you were going. What made you decide to come to this event?
So I transferred actually from my community college back in Enterprise, from Enterprise State. And so I've really only been at Auburn for 2 years. So in some ways, I do feel like a sophomore. And I really wanted to take this opportunity. I'm supposed to graduate in December, and that time's flying by. And mm-hmm. I really wanted to make connections outside of maybe a career fair.
That's really neat. Well, Aubrey, has anything changed your direction or changed your mindset to say, I need to look into this, some aspect of agriculture?
It definitely has hit me this week that the ag world needs help. And there is a serious lack of people not knowing where their food comes from and things like that. But it's all about just making your small difference, and it can ultimately make a huge difference. So it's definitely made me want to pursue ag more so, I would say. And I think anybody who comes on the trip would think the same.
How many young folks are on the trip?
12 to 15, I believe.
I know that number's down a little bit, but I think that they've really put together a good program.
It's never a dull day on the farm, especially when your day starts before the sun comes up. We're Alabama Ag Credit, and while some don't get it, we do. As the local experts in rural real estate financing, we've helped farmers finance everything from homes and land to tractors and crops. Because sometimes your natural resources need financial resources.
Nick, you did not grow up on a farm. I guess you grew up in the city. What drew you to Auburn to say, hey, here's an idea, I'm going to go into AgCom?
Yeah. So my grandfather on my dad's side actually has like science background. He was an entomologist at Syracuse University. And I've always kind of had an interest in environmental problems, and I wanted to go to college for environmental science, at least. So I actually recently changed my major to agricultural communications because I felt like environmental wasn't really what I wanted to be focusing on. And I really am interested by the farming side and like the agriculture side of the economy. And I want to be able to relate that back to I'm minoring in photography, so I want to be able to like kind of communicate a message about agriculture through my photography. And yeah, that's just really what's called me the most and what's drew my attention the most. And just being at Auburn is amazing. The football games, the student connection, the teachers are just all very welcoming, very easy to talk to. And I've had nothing but a good experience.
Yeah, that is a great campus unless you root for University of Alabama. Then they have a totally different take on the campus. That is wonderful. I will encourage you guys to continue to learn as much as you can here and tell that story of agriculture.
And there's so much more than farmers. They were going crazy into detail about how they're doing like testing and all these other things, you know, maintenance of their environments and of the areas around their facilities and all these different aspects of what they're doing. And they like really emphasize they're not just farmers. They're engineers, they're mechanics, they're building these tractors, these large pieces of machinery by hand. They have to do it themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to wear many hats from engineer to mechanic to accountant to the whole thing.
Everything.
Aubrey, when you get back, when they hear this AgCast, when they see the things that y'all put on social media about, what are you going to tell? What's the story that you're going to tell folks when they say, hey, what did you do last week?
The story I would tell folks is we hopped on a bus, toured a bunch of farms, and I mean, it really just, Nick, for example, I mean, he can admit how much he's learned, and I can admit how much I've learned. I worked on farms all throughout high school, and there's things that I learned on each farm that I had never really considered before and never really thought of before. So even somebody that comes from somewhat of an ag background, it was of use.
They laughed at me the entire time.
Really? I did hear some story about okra or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Some collard greens in the mix.
Yeah.
Collard greens and all.
They kept
inventing
these new words every day, and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
But you stuck it out. See, that shows your character. You know, you're going to stick it out, and you're going to learn these things, and you're going to be a great advocate, or advocate, as we would call it. Well, Kate, same question. Somebody comes to you and says, what are you going to tell them about it?
I would just like to tell them how I spent a week with probably the greatest problem solvers that Alabama and America have. I mean, these farmers, these owners of these facilities, they're problem solvers, and they think outside the box. Like, and I just think that's incredible. I've learned so much, and I think it challenged me too. I felt like I was challenged to step outside the box, and you know, that's what I really would share with everyone: is be a problem solver.
Well, that is wonderful, and I'm sure the sentiment that you guys are conveying could be shared with all the others on the tour with you. Is there anything you'd like to say that I didn't ask you about?
I would say, keep doing what you're doing. So Tate Farms really stood out to me because one thing that he said that he did was employ like hundreds of local high schoolers to work at his pumpkin patch over like October season when they're like giving out pumpkins for Halloween. And I thought that was really interesting because the first thing that popped into my head was, wow, that would have been so easy to just go work with all my friends at the local farm and like help make money and like help the community instead of looking for a job every summer or like trying to find a job to like make enough money. And I think that was really interesting how they were able to incorporate that. And I feel like every farm should be doing that. They should be like allowing local people to either help or be involved with the farm to create the community that is going to, you know, support them 10, 30, 40 years from now.
The National Ag Survey just came out, and the bright spot in all of agriculture was a rise in agritourism. So they're listening to you because they said we need to get people on the farm and have that firsthand education of what agriculture is. Aubrey, you had a few minutes to think about it. So what's your final thought?
Just having a platform, I guess, now to appreciate everybody who's had a part in making the trip happen. I think it has been a huge help to everybody to be a part of this trip and kind of understand the world of ag a little better.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Kate?
I agree fully with Aubrey. I think that this opportunity, I mean, my eyes have been opened in so many ways, and this would not have been possible without the people that stepped up to really make this happen, and I'm very appreciative. And also just taking away with the idea of don't be afraid to step out and do what you love. A lot of the places that we went to that seem big now, that seem to be growing and to be leaders in agriculture, some of them started out of a garage or literally in their backyard with almost nothing, but they found their passion and they stuck with it. They problem solved, and we're visiting them today from Auburn. And I think that that is incredible for them. I think that's an incredible testimony to them. And I think that that is a wonderful opportunity for us, and just as a testimony to show what you can do and what you can be.
Great thoughts from all of you. Well, Kate, Aubrey, and Nick, thank you guys so much for taking some time out today for us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for joining us for Alabama AgCast. For more information about today's conversation, check out the show notes or visit alphafarmers.org/AgCast. Be sure to follow Alabama Farmers Federation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tune in next week for another timely conversation from Alabama AgCast.